Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has offered farmers and ranchers a strategic consulting approach to manage both marketing opportunities and risks utilizing the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
Thanks very much for listening to Morning Edition here on AM 580 today. Next, we have our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, September wheat opened at 8:34, down 3¾ on the open. December, 8:56, down 2¾. At the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 7.99, down 5 on the open. December, 8:23, down 5½. March, 8:45, down 6½. July, 8:77, down 2¾ on the open. September corn opened at 6:04, down 5½ on the open. December, 6:23, down 5½. March of 2009, 6:42, down 5¾. May, 6:54, down 5¾. July, 6:60, down 7. September, 6:50, down 1. December of 2009, 6:30, down 1 on the open. August beans open at 14:58, down 12 on the open. September, 14:45, down 3½. November, 14:34, down 14. January, 14:48, down 15¾. March of 2009, 14:59, down 16½. November of 2009, 13:84, down 9½ on the open. August soybean meal opened at 389.50, down 6.80 on the open. September, 385, down 6.30. August soybean oil opened at 61.15, down 94 on the open. September, 61.65, down 81. CME livestock, August live cattle opened at 98.20, up 70 on the open. October, 105.15, up 5. August feeders open at 113.95, up 7½ on the open. September, 114.70, up 20. August lean hogs open at 77.30, up 40 on the open. October, 72.75, up 10. And August bellies open at 63.50, unchanged on the open.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, the prelude that was the opening bell has seen quick follow through to the downside. What are you seeing in the marketplace in the first half hour trading here?
Well, it is a good quick follow through from last week and then from last night. We did make new lows, though, from last night on both corn and beans. Last night we made the lows and bounced off quite a ways. We're 10 off of them in beans and only maybe 8 off in corn. Today we're down near those lows. December corn cleared at 6.13½. There's people talking $6 as support. There's people talking all the way to 5.50. On beans, they're talking 14.22, which we already went through, and then they're talking 13.40 as a place for beans to go to. Just more of the same of good weather forecasts, of continuation of people thinking that the crop is improving and getting bigger, and also continuation of worry about whether the high prices have cut into usage and whether that usage is still going down, not coming up.
Pete, do you think that this move that we've seen thus far last week and then today is reaching the point of being overdone?
I think it's oversold, but that doesn't mean we can't go another dollar lower on beans and 50 on corn before it gets done with it. If we would have the 40, 50, 60% bounce, you'd be looking at halfway back to those what we've lost in the last week, and if that happened, we would be looking to sell at those points.
Wouldn't commercials want to be buying this market at this point?
If they need it, I would be buying it hand to mouth, but why buy it when you think it's going to be lower tomorrow?
Mm-hmm. So what was it, the factors that that really flipped this market to the downside in your mindset?
Well, the 7.91 corn price and the over 16 on beans both started slowing usage, and then the financial mess and the worries about the U.S. economy hurt thinking, and also worried about the usage there. Then when we actually did go through those support places, the beans at 14.80 last Thursday and the corn, wherever that number was last week, it just continued to push them lower until we get to way oversold, and then we'll bounce some. But right now it's still on the downward side.
Are we seeing new bears enter the marketplace, or is this profit-taking?
We are seeing both. We're seeing new bears, and we're seeing lots of profit-taking.
Also, regarding the wheat, it looks to me like we're beginning to see a continuation of unwinding of corn wheat spreads.
Yes, we do have that. In fact, someone this morning said if wheat is down 15, you buy wheat and sell corn. And wheat did get down, I think, down to 15. Yeah, it was down to 17 at one time. So there are people buying wheat, selling corn, putting that spread back on.
There was some spreading going on in soybeans and corn, too, wasn't there not?
Yes, that is correct. Yeah.
And so if you're a hedger and you know, maybe you've done some good selling up to here and you're happy with your sales, but maybe you're caught a little bit on wear in your last sale. Are there some good strike prices for puts at this point for beans and corn, or no?
Well, I think I would wait and see if we don't get a retracement bounce 40 to 50% higher. The problem is, where will that bounce come from? I would probably not be a seller of cash here unless I didn't have any sold. And then buying puts, I would look at them, but you'd have to look clear down probably at the $13 or less put on beans and probably the $5.80 on corn.
We have export, and I believe, inspections at 10. What's the trade expecting?
We're looking for about 32 million on corn, 10 on soybeans, and 19 million on wheat.
And this afternoon's NAS numbers?
They're expected to be 1 to 2 better on corn and beans. If you remember last week, beans were unchanged. There are places where, you know, we've got good rains this week, but there's others that are drying out.
So, given what we've seen in the last week in terms of the trade, are you of a mindset that a 30-day or 60-day top is in these marketplaces?
Yes, we would be of that mind that the top is in for now. To look at new tops, I think we'll have to look closer to harvest time to see what we really do have in the field, because right now it's all conjecture of what's in the field.
What do you think basis is going to do?
Basis, I think, will get wider into the fall. Right now it might get a little tighter as the price, you know, here we are $2 less on corn, beans, and $1.80 on corn, so it might narrow a little for right now, but at harvest time, and if there's any kind of a good-sized crop, we expect it to get wider.
All right, Pete, thanks very much.
Thank you, Dave.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, he is in Normal, Illinois. He joins us this morning for Kurt Kimmel, who is away from his station, and we thank Pete for filling in for Kurt. A severe thunderstorm watch is in effect for Champaign, Coles, Clark, Cumberland, Douglas, Edgar, Ford, Iroquois, Logan, and Vermilion counties in the severe weather coverage area until noon. Meanwhile, Scott Althoff tells us today, look for warm and humid conditions with showers and thunderstorms likely, and some thunderstorms severe, highs ranging from 81 in the north to 96 in the south. Tonight in northern sections, partly cloudy, in central and southern sections, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, and lows ranging from 60 in the north to 72 in the south. Tomorrow, in northern sections, partly to mostly sunny, in central sections, chance of morning showers and thunderstorms, and partly sunny in the south. Periods of showers and thunderstorms, and highs ranging from 77 in the north to 88 degrees in the south. Flooding concerns will return to portions of Illinois and Indiana during the next 24 hours as several rounds of heavy thunderstorms move through. Rainfall of 1 to 3 inches appears likely in a few locations, with a few areas localized picking up more than 3 inches. Ideal growing conditions expected to continue through the end of the week throughout the eastern and western corn belt, with temperatures over the next 6 to 14 days average to above average, and precipitation average to a little bit below average. Let's go ahead and look at the current tick on prices in Kansas City. September wheat at 8.28 and a half, down 9 and a quarter. December 8.49, down 9 and three quarters. September wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade at 7.88, down 16. December 8.15 and a half, down 13. September corn 5.91, down 18 and a half. December 6.10, down 18 and a half. March 6.28, down 19 and three quarters. In May 6.54, down 5 and three quarters. August beans 14.27, down 43. September 14.20, down 38 and a half. November 14.16, down 32. And January of 2009, 14.36, down 27 and three quarters. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. The time now is 10 o'clock Central Time.